And that is number 14 on our agenda, preference point system by big game type.
Mr. Chairman, I'll continue on. So number two in your booklet, which should be on page 19, was brought forward by Kyle Sipma from Sioux Falls, asking for a change in the preference points system for drawings of big game species. Bottom line, what the petitioner is trying to accomplish is to take a different approach than what we currently use for preference points in the drawings. And in particular, right now, our preference points are established for individual seasons. And what the petitioner is bringing forward is a different approach and having preference points dedicated towards the species themselves, i.e. deer, antelope, elk, so on and so forth. Certainly another way to do it, and another approach to doing that. As you know, we've had multiple conversations over the years, too, of how do we handle preference points? Is there a better way to do it? We've made adjustments to preference points from going to the cubing to even in our drawing system. You have two or more. We use those preference points first in the drawing, then it goes down to one or more. We've made some adjustments within the system as well. We looked at this and had conversations about it. We looked at there could be potentially some pros and cons to both of what the petitioner brought forward, but in particular, it looks like there could be some additional complexities in going in that. And number one, the biggest issue we would have with any type of adjustment to preference points is how do you deal with and how do you handle the preference points individuals have right now? And that's always going to be a question no matter what type of system you look at when it comes to preference points. But what we do bring forward to you commissioners is the fact that we went through the establishment of a different drawing system for the deer hunting seasons 2 years ago. This last fall would have been year number two. Fall of 2021 will be year number three. And what we had committed to you is after we went through 3 years of the deer drawing system that we were going to do a full evaluation assessment and come back to you and tell you, okay, did it meet our goals? Did it work like we had planned? And if not, what would be adjustments that we should all consider in that overall system? So what we offer to you in respect to this petition is we would recommend that you deny it. And for the primary reason of the consideration of looking at, once we go through the 3 years of the current structure, preference points will likely be part of that discussion again. And so instead of taking some type of approach and changing it right now through our 3 years, we would recommend denial and include preference points, as we know we will, as part of that full evaluation assessment of the 3 years of the current drawing system. So that, Mr. Chair, I will turn back to you and the commissioners for any questions or discussion you may want to have. We probably should ask one more time. Last we heard, Kyle Sipma was not on the phone or not able to join today, but we probably should check just in case that that situation did change and he would like to address the commission. So, Mr. Sipma, are you on the line by any chance? Okay, Mr. Chairman, back to you.
Sure. Any other questions or action from the commission? Commissioner Sharp.
I want to thank the petitioner for taking time to do this. Obviously, he feels passionately about it. I think one of the challenges, and this is one of the things that we get on an almost monthly basis, is people trying to figure out a different way to stack the points so they can better their chance of, you know, it's usually elk license that we're talking about. And the reality of it is for the thousands of people that apply and for the 8 to 10 elk like in Custer State Park we can give out for licenses, I mean, no matter how you stack it, it is truly a lottery system, and there just isn't enough licenses available for us to keep, for people to keep thinking that if we change it just a little bit here and just a little bit there, their chances go up. And, you know, the reality of it is truly a lottery, and it's a great hunt, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but thinking that just changing the points is going to markedly change the outcome, I think, is proven time and time again to just absolutely not be accurate. So having said that, I'm going to vote to deny this. Move to deny this.
We have a motion by Commissioner Sharp, seconded by Commissioner Lockin. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, we will work on putting together two resolutions for those two petitions and bring them back to you tomorrow for your consideration in both, and at that time, if that will work for you.
That works. Thanks. Okay.